in Newcastle, and I just looked at how much content I've been producing, and I'm not doing enough audio booths. I've slapped myself on the wrist. I've been absorbing a lot of information, a lot of conversation. I've been joining in as much as I can, and I've got involved, and it's been fantastic. And some of these talks have really inspired me. One talk in particular. Who are you, sir?
I'm Julian Treasure.
And where are you from?
I'm from, well, geographically, Surrey. But I work for a company called The Sound Agency. That's a company I set up about 7 years ago to help brands express themselves properly in sound.
And you were one of the talks that just made me stop and think for a second. And I had to do a little list of things I really need to do. As you can tell at the moment, I'm desperately losing my voice because I don't use it properly. And I'm aware I don't use it properly. And I use it all the time, so I really should use it properly. And you were saying, people, everybody, especially in this line of work, if you are doing a talking circuit or just want to share information, could really do with learning how to use their voice. Give me a couple of tips now.
Well, there are some great exercises you can do if you go into any speaking situation. One of the very best, if you haven't got a long time, the best one is to go high to low. So you go, wee, like that, over and over again. In a toilet, preferably. You think people will think you're completely crazy. But it extends your range, loosens your voice up. And just breathing is the other one. Deep breathing before you go and open the ribs up and get the breath in there.
I'm just terrified normally and sitting in a corner going, oh no, my computer's on stage. I can't edit all these now useless slides out of my talk. So what is it that you guys do on the whole then?
We help brands to express themselves in sound, and so that's part of my mission in life, is to transform the way the world sounds, to make it sound better. And there's two halves to that. One is, because most of the sound around us, most of the noise is made by businesses, I'm teaching them they can make more money by sounding better. Fortunately, that's true. So you don't have to beat them up, you just show them there's profit to be made in it.
Interesting how sound sounds so nice. And noise sounds quite negative.
Yeah.
A lot of noise around us right now.
Yeah, this is a Norman Foster building, and like most of his buildings, it looks fantastic, but the acoustics inside are dubious at best. The other half of the equation, apart from teaching brands to make good sound, is teaching people to be conscious about the sound around them, because most of us are unconscious. We suppress it all. Just because there's so much noise, we've got used to ignoring it, and yet it's affecting us all the time. So we become conscious of the sound around us, then we can start to take control over it. And that includes our voice, our listening, very powerful skill that most people have never taught either.
No, that's right. Another tip you were giving in your talk, you were showing some just amazing examples of how sound is being used in businesses, companies, to kind of do wonders for brands. A couple of tips at the end, you were saying, and one of them I think I follow okay, is I wear isolating headphones quite a lot, even if there's not necessarily any music coming out of my headphones, especially if I'm in the city. And when I say isolating, they are just creating a seal in my ear that's stopping a lot of the sound coming in. For me, this means I can have my iPod on a lot lower volume. But I was seriously considering getting some noise cancelling, but they just are producing more noise, aren't they, that you can't necessarily register? Is that right? The inverse of whatever is around you?
They don't make more noise. What they do is they invert the phase of the noise coming in. And if it's a constant sound, like an aeroplane noise or a train, then the inverse phase will just knock out the original phase. So you get the sum of a plus and a minus is zero. Okay. And you get zero. So they're not...
so they're not damaging as such?
No, they're not, but I think your isolating headphones are probably a good idea for the city, for just general use. They're a lot cheaper as well. Noise-cancelling headphones are much more expensive, and although they're very good for removing constant background sound, like air conditioning or, as I say, jet engines...
I live near a motorway.
Yeah, motorway, they'll take out most of that, but they can't catch up with individual discrete sounds, so they don't take out bangs, crashes, you know, the people clearing the dishes in the background from us. That'll still be there.
Brilliant. Where can people go to check out what it is exactly you guys are doing?
Best place is probably thesoundagency.com. That's my company. And there's kind of jumping off points from there to my blog and to my book and so forth. I've got a book called Sound Business, which is the first map of this field. and you know,
it's just
really
such an underthought of concept.
Oh, totally. And I'm just loving, you know, getting out on stages like this and helping people. You know, there's 500 people who are now transformed. You know, they people have been coming up to me since saying, "You've ruined my life," and I can't walk into a Starbucks now without hearing the chiller cabinets. Or you know, I was sitting there. I had to leave the restaurant last night. It was so loud, which is great because they're on the right road, and those are appropriate reactions. That restaurant was. I clocked the restaurant last night at very nearly 90 decibels.
What are you using to measure?
I've just got a little app on the iPhone.
No way. I'm going to steal that off you in a minute.
Yeah, seriously.
Because last night, this is why my voice has gone. I was constantly being asked questions, and it's rude for me to go, you know, I'm sorry, talk to you somewhere quieter. So I was just shouting constantly. It's not good. Yeah. So, and what's it doing to our ears? So,
exactly. Well, actually, that's way above the level that the European Union would recommend people wear hearing protection in. So it's not healthy.
So technically, it was illegal. In which case, we should be logging it on Gowalla and our location-based apps. Illegal noise at this establishment. They may get to see it and do something about it. At least give us rubber plates or something.
I do want everybody to complain. You know, if you go into a noisy restaurant, for goodness sake, complain about it when you leave, because otherwise they're never going to do anything about it.
No.
So the two sides are business makes less noise because they're conscious of making more money if they're better, and people complain about noise, and therefore businesses start to take notice, and then we get a better sounding world. That's the way it should work.
Fantastic. A lot of tweets were coming back from people who were interested to know a little bit more about 105 beats per minute, was it?
Yeah, that was Andy Hobsbawm. Yeah. That was a beautiful talk. Andy's a friend, and he's doing wonderful work with the Green Thing, and they've created a playlist for walking, which I think is a beautiful idea. They're calibrated at 105 beats per minute, which is a kind of brisk walk pace. Generally, if you want to slow yourself down, anything below 80 beats per minute will do that, because that's the normal resting heart rate. If you want to speed yourself up, anything much over about 100 starts to energize you. Over 120, you're definitely speeding up.
I knew you'd know something about BPM, and there's a few people listening to this right now, not just audiophiles, but musicians who I would love for you to just get together some collections. And maybe drop them into Audioboo, where I do a lot of walking the dog and all the rest of it. Just all fascinating, and I'll be checking out the website. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.